Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden. This is the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. In a second, we're going to go to Scott Bottoms, gubernatorial candidate. And then I want to let folks know at the bottom of the hour, Ash Epp is going to come on and try to, frankly, I think there are more questions and answers on this whole Dominion voting system sale, but she's going to try to help us work our way through that. But first, Scott Bottoms, gubernatorial candidate for governor. I'm happy to have you on the show. Scott, so welcome. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you. As always, it's a privilege to be here with you. I actually like you guys pretty good.
All right. We like you too. Just so you know, I was telling them before the show started, Chuck. So we had Ted Trimp, a Democrat strategist. Chuck calls him sort of Soros on Monday. And he asked, well, who do you guys like for governor? We're like, well, Scott Bottoms. But with that, let us jump right into the hornet's nest because I'd like
you
to
not agree.
No, he did not agree.
You did not get the Ted Trump endorsement.
No, and for what it's worth...
He likes Barb Kirkmeyer, which will tell you something.
But he told us not to tell anyone that.
He acknowledged that would probably help tank her.
Yeah, he said, don't. I said, so you support Barb Kirkmeyer? He goes, no, don't say that. Now that'll hurt her. But one of the reasons, Ted is gay. And he was indicating that was his main reason, although we couldn't really talk about anything that you may or may not have said. So let me ask you about that. So Ted says, no, anyone who's gay could not possibly vote for Scott Bottoms. What say you?
Well, that's interesting because I have a very good relationship with Gays Against Groomers. There are quite a few in the gay community around the state of Colorado that back me and back me pretty strongly. I don't shy away from what I believe is biblical views on homosexuality, but it doesn't mean I hate people. It doesn't mean I hate homosexuals. That I've always found that as kind of laughable. We have for years, I've been a pastor of a church and I've ministered to a lot of people in the gay community, and many of them have come to my church at different times over the years. And I even have some people on my team that are working with me that are part of the homosexual community. That's interesting that he would say that. Obviously, he hasn't done his homework. If he's done his homework, he would know where I stand with actual subjects rather than just maybe what he thinks. Plus, he could pick up the phone and call me. I'm pretty accessible. Call me and ask me what I think about things.
Well, there you go.
I just saw him a couple hours ago, so I may see him again soon, so I'll tell him to do so. Let's go over to your campaign. You have been, I think, the favorite, clearly, of the Christian evangelical movement in Colorado, the Republican circles. I think you have a strong support there. Recently, Victor Marx has announced he's running and came out with an announcement that kind of trashed you a little bit. And so he's going after the same group. What effect did that have on your campaign?
Well, I think for the next couple of months, it'll affect it a little bit. It's kind of whoever seems to jump in next gets a little bit of the attention, and he's kind of the new guy in the circuit. I'm not really worried about it. There's a lot of differences between Victor and I, specifically within the context of the evangelical community. The church is going to vote for me at very strong numbers. The Hispanic community is going to vote for me at very strong numbers. I will be endorsed by most of the Hispanic communities. And I'm just not worried. I don't mean it as a slight toward Victor. I don't come out after any Republican. I don't slam them. I disagree with a lot of them, but I don't attack them, and I won't attack Victor. But I do think, give this a couple months, and once everything of who we are comes out into the open, into the public, and I'm not just saying Victor, but everybody. It'll be a simpler race, and the obvious choice will be me long term. I don't have any skeletons in my closet, zero. I've had people ask me about that, and dudes, do investigations on me, do whatever you want. I've got some disgruntled church people over the years, but that literally is like it. So I'm not worried about Victor. I'm still the front runner. In all the metrics, I'm the front runner. The Denver Post even said that, and so I'm excited about this. I like it. The more the merrier. I think we've got about 78 people running right now.
Yeah,
I
like
think,
literally.
yeah, more the merrier. Let's jump in. Let's do this. This is what a republic is about. It's a we the people thing. Now, I'm not a big fan of people that petition on. I think that's a dishonest. It lacks integrity. It lacks character. I think that's a dishonest way to get onto the ballot. It's legal, but it's. You don't go before the people. And so I'm not a
Right.
petitioning on kind of guy, but anybody that wants to go through the assembly, let's do this. Anybody that wants to stand before the people, let's do this. I'm the only one with a plan. Let's talk about it all day long.
Well, let me talk about the plan, because one thing, and I know you don't, and I don't mean this as an attack on Victor Marx, but he was saying on Facebook that, well, people should quit asking me what my plan is because I just got into the race and I have to talk to everyone and then come up with my plan. And my initial reaction was like, well, you should know what you believe in. And I thought of you. I thought Scott Bottoms has a plan. Scott Bottoms isn't doing listening tours to see what his plan is. Scott Bottoms' plan is based on his principles and his beliefs, I think. And so talk to us a little bit about your, what do you want people to know about your plan?
Yeah, and my plan was, if this is the thing, this is the way I look at it. If I wouldn't have had a plan, I wouldn't have jumped in the race. I had a plan before I jumped in. It's actually a major motivation before me to jump into the race, because I've been walking in this arena for a while. I've been paying attention to what needs to change in Colorado. My tagline for my campaign is Reclaim Colorado. Well, for me to use the word reclaim, don't you think I should know what I'm trying to reclaim?
Yeah.
It's like when Trump says, "Make America great again." Well, he knows what he means when he says what great is and how America is going to fit into this bigger, great, "Make America great again." So, I have a very detailed plan. It's on my website. I could give you all six of the points if you like, or I can give you some very basic things, maybe for a couple of those points. But I have a very, very detailed plan, and we also take all of those priorities on the website, and we are. Building those, well, we've already built most of them into committees, and those committees are coming up with policy. And that policy is going to help us going back into the Capitol in January. And it's also going to help me in policy as a governor. I just spent this afternoon with a group of people that are going to be developing, well, they already have legislation that they want to work with. And these are businesses and groups around the state of Colorado. And so, yeah, I've got a very, very extensive plan. It's very detailed. There's no question where I'm going, and it's all driven by my
Well, why
principles.
don't you give us a couple of
Yeah, give
highlights?
us a, I know we don't have a ton of time, and it's like, but some, yeah, some highlights that you want people to know.
Okay, let me give you all six of them first, and then I'll give you a couple like specific initiatives for a couple of those. But the first one is we're going to reclaim parenthood and childhood. This is the number one subject in the state of Colorado for all. People in Colorado, Democrats, Republicans, unaffiliates, libertarians, everybody, okay? And it is basically the grooming concept, the attacking our children issues, the DEI in schools and in state organizations that really is attacking our children. It doesn't matter what party affiliation you're for, you do not want somebody grooming your child into having a transition surgery without your knowledge. And that's what's happening in Colorado. In fact, Children's Hospital in Aurora is being investigated about this right now by the FBI. And so this is a major subject.
Right.
I'll come back to that one because I've got a great initiative for that that'll actually institute part of our plank there. But the second one is economy and energy. Actually, the second one on my website is safety and security. And the reason is because that's the second most important issue to people is we do not feel safe. In our state, when a cartel comes in and takes over a neighborhood, murders people, rapes them, assaults them, attacks them and their children in every kind of imaginable way, and then our governor, attorney general, mayor of Denver, mayor of Aurora all say, well, there's nothing to see here. Well, we need somebody from the outside and somebody like Trump and the National Guard. But when I'm governor, I'm going to immediately, the National Guard will be surrounding that place as I'm putting my hand on the Bible to take the oath of office.
Wow.
This is egregious. We are first in car thefts. We're first in many
Yes.
categories. By the way, the car theft issue is not just a metro issue. That is, rural communities actually have the
Right.
highest car theft rate in the state. The second one, economy and energy. We are a coal, oil, and gas state. We always have been, always will be. We also, by the way, we used to mine lithium, cobalt, and uranium in Colorado, which is, batteries for
Rare
cars.
earth now.
Yes, but we don't do that anymore because our government, we are also the sixth most regulated state in the United States. Our government attacks the people. Our state government attacks businesses. Our state government attacks our economy. Our energy attacks it. And we're also a ranching farming state. Our governor hates ranching and farming, and many of the Democrats in the House, the leftists that control that House, they hate ranching and farming. Utilize most of the beef that we buy in Colorado comes from China. And I actually got this statistic just recently from a town hall that I did that Mark Antone was at, and he said that over 70% of our ground beef comes from Brazil. The rest of our beef, so China, Brazil, the rest of our beef comes from Australia. And so this is egregious. We need
Right.
to put our emphasis back on our own economy and also small nuclear reactors. I'm huge about that, but I think that needs to be voted on at the local level, not by the federal government.
Okay.
Fourth one, affordable, accessible health care. Been talking with doctors and all over the state of Colorado, many conversations and groups there. We've got a pretty good plan. It's pretty involved that I have to take time to explain it. But then the fifth one is government transparency and fiscal responsibility. Since Polis has been in office, we have gone, this 7 years, we have gone from a $29 billion budget to a $45 billion budget. There's a lot of corruption in that. There's a lot of theft in that. There's a lot of grift in that and shell games and all kinds of things. I sit on appropriations. I know I can cut $10 billion off the
Wow.
budget day one, billion, because of all of the money going to wrong places, and then the corruption. We're gonna doge the mess out of Colorado. We're gonna investigate every group, starting with CDOT. That's man,
Oh,
CDOT is
the
so broken.
newspaper has done huge articles about the CDOT corruption
Yes, it is
and
so corrupt, and I've watched it myself.
right.
And then the last one, we're going to be reclaiming human innovation, but we're going to be doing this alongside this new subject called AI. Some of my team, my campaign team, are some of the experts across the country, some of the leading experts in AI. And we know what we need to be doing, but we've also always seen human innovation come in alongside of technological advancement, and we want to be ahead of the game. And right now, our plan for AI is actually more advanced than any state in the United States, anything that's going on at these national conferences and anything. So let me give you one initiative that I get excited about when it comes to parenthood and childhood. The average 13-year-old girl sitting in public schools right now is being forced, pushed, groomed into this transgender ideology. And anytime I'm doing a public event, I'll ask, for all the women there, young or old, doesn't matter. Did you ever feel like a tomboy any time in your life? Well, almost every time, all the women raised their hand, but now you would be pulled by a teacher into the grooming mentality. You'd be pulled by a counselor into this. I tried to pass a bill this last spring that made it so that every medical procedure in the state of Colorado on a minor had to have parental consent. Right now, that's not the state law. People don't know that. It's
That's
not the
insane.
state law. And this comes back to the investigation of Children's Hospital, where minors are having surgeries and parents don't know about it.
Right.
That is not okay. And so, what I will do as executive order day one when I'm governor is no state employee will be able to use DEI for anything, hiring, firing, promotion, demotion. CRT will not be allowed in schools. SEL. Will not be allowed in schools except unless there is a strict change in how it's being used. And here's the big one, is no grooming language. Now,
Okay.
the way Trump said that was no pronouns. But I'm saying grooming language because we do have to, you're a, Julie, you're a her,
Right.
Charlie's a, he, right? So we have to use pronouns, but we don't have to use them in grooming. And so public school teachers are state employees. They will not be able to manipulate children with grooming language or use it for themselves to help manipulate and groom. And then what I'm going to do is, and I'm going to open a hotline straight to the governor's office that any student in the state of Colorado can call the governor's office and say, "This teacher's grooming me. This counselor is grooming me." And we will bypass all of the administrators, principals, everybody, and we will go straight to the governor's office, because then now that 13-year-old girl has the momentum of the governor's office, the protection of the governor's office behind her. And there's most teachers are good, most counselors are good, but the few bad actors, I want them scared to death of Governor Bottoms.
It sounds like you that was great. I mean, Chuck and I are like, okay. Well, it sounds
Oh,
like
don't you need to go on a listening tour? Figure out what you believe?
Nope. I've been listening in the House of Representatives long enough to know that this state is broken. It is corrupt. Did you guys know that we are the number one most pedophilic friendly state in the United States according to our laws? We're also the most human trafficking friendly state in the United States according to our laws. That will stop. That will stop under my administration.
Well, those things are tied, right? That's not a coincidence. Those things are tied. Well, it sounds like what's great is you're going to be like Trump. It's like you're not going to go in there, fiddle around for 3 or 4 months, form committees, blue ribbon panels, things like that. It sounds like just like what Trump did, and it worked because he caught people by surprise. You're just going to, I mean, it sounds like you're going to try to use the same sort of strategy, right? Just jump right in and do stuff.
Yes. I watched very closely when Trump got elected the first time. I did not vote for Trump in the primary the first time. I voted actually for Dr. Ben Carson. I love that guy. But the Trump that got elected this last time, well, I think he got elected 3 times actually, but the Trump that got elected for this second term is not the Trump that got elected the first time. He was being manipulated and played, and he was taking a lot of too much advice from the wrong people at the wrong times. That was the whole connection with Fauci, all that kind of stuff. Well, I watched him in the second one. He had his 100 days already designed, outlined, and his first week, he kicked the door in and he came out with a lot of stuff. Well, here's the reality. I know I'm not going to have any honeymoon period in the state of Colorado. They are going to come at me day one, minute one. And they're going to try to attack everything I'm doing with lawfare and with everything else. We're going to unfold the first 100 days. Our first 100 days is all going to unfold in about 15 minutes. And then I'm going to work on the other 99 days, because we know what we're doing. We know what the plan is. And I've got teams all over the state of Colorado that are helping me with this in every single arena you could imagine.
Well, let's go to the always delicate subject of money. How much have you raised to date?
I don't know. I could make a phone
Sort of,
call
kind
and
of.
tell you, but
Give us within 100,000.
it's about 100,000,
Okay.
a little bit less than 100,000. I'm the front runner. I've raised more than anybody else.
Well, Republican, yeah.
Yeah, Republican. Oh, no, the Democrats, they can play games and use dark money and lie and cheat and steal. I actually go by the law. But the House of Representatives has made it very, very difficult for guys like me to raise money. If you don't have a lot of your own money and you don't have a lot of millionaire backers, it's very difficult to raise money in the state of Colorado. You realize the maximum amount I can take per person to receive from anybody is $1,450. A school board member can raise $2,500. So this is intentionally trying to take grassroots guys like me out of the race.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's called the Fair Campaign Practices Act. And really what it says is that you can't run unless you're a millionaire itself, or you have backers who can set up independent expenditure committees who don't quote unquote coordinate with you, and you can spend billions. But the idea that this is to reform the system is, of course, a joke.
Well, it's re reform it so that only Democrats get
Well,
elected.
Democrats, the Democrats only one thing is power. That's what they're for. And so anything that is called a reform is some way of them cheating a system and cheating people. So the Fair Pay Campaign Practices Act is a, and now they've imposed it on municipalities, is to limit the ones, and so no average citizen can run. And it's just shocking.
Well, let me check because we've got Ivy Lou. We've got a packed show today coming up, and she's running for stuff and is being attacked too. So, Scott, before we let you go, and I know I promised we'd get you out at 3:22 because you've got a packed schedule as well. Speaking of money and speaking of help, where can people go to get
Give
more
you a
information?
$1,045.
Yeah, to give you that one. Where can people go and to find out the details of your plan?
So you can go to scottbottoms.com. There's tons of stuff on there, video clips, all kinds of things. You can sign up for the committees. You can be part of the team. There's lots of stuff. There's a merch section where you can buy stuff. You can even buy yard signs. You can buy t-shirts. I talked to somebody the other day that I was at an event and they walked up with a Scott Bottoms for Governor mug. That's the first time, I mean, like a big tumbler. It's the first time I'd seen that. It caught me off guard. I'd seen it online, but that was it. And so, and yes, you can donate $1,450 per person. But let's say there was a married couple that was doing a podcast together. They could actually
They're
donate
rich. We know those
$2,900.
guys are rich.
Those guys are loaded. $2,900 for a couple, but really we're very limited. There are IECs that I'm sure are friendly to me. If you want to give lots of money, we can point you some directions, but I really don't. I go by the law. I don't interact with any groups like that or whatever. But everything's online, and any way I can help, my email, cell phone, I'm very accessible. And
All
all
right.
you guys, thank you very
Oh,
much.
thank
Well,
you,
thank you,
Scott. Thank
Scott.
you for
Great
all
to
you're
have you
doing
on.
and appreciate it. And thank you for giving the details too. And
Yeah.
we'll tell Ted Trimpa he needs to get this fact straight. So
Yeah,
thank you,
tell
Scott.
no, he
Ted,
needs to
tell
call
him, give
you.
me a
I'll
call.
call
I'll
you.
talk to him.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Scott
Thanks,
Bottoms.
guys.
All right. Thank you. Then let me see. Do we have Ivy? Ivy, are you there? If you're there, if you could, she texted me, checked that she was checking in. So if
Checking
we.
in. Well, I don't see her up there,
If
but
we
maybe
have, well,
somewhere.
sometimes there are people there. So Ivy, if you're there, if you could, there she is.
Hi,
There
I'm
she
here.
is.
So
Yay.
we got, and Ivy has been busy doing interviews also today. So Ivy is a grassroots warrior down there in the heart of Unit Party Rhino Land in El Paso, in the El Paso County. You are a warrior on school board in District 49, I think it is, right? For which they decided to torture you, basically, and raise all kinds of things. And you, who did not have enough punishment, have decided you're going to continue to fight for
More
families and
punishment.
kids. And you're running again. And lo and behold, out of the blue, more attacks. So first, why don't you tell us where you're running, what you're running from, or for, rather, and then tell us what's been going on.
Hi, Chuck and Julie. Nice to meet you for the first time.
Yeah.
In 2021, I was asked to take over a spot of a D49 board member who quit. Probably should have asked why he quit, but I didn't. And I very quickly found out the reality of being on a school board. I, with my rose-colored lenses, read up on what I'm supposed to do as a board member and went ahead and started doing it and found a lot of pushback. Talking about academics, and yes, we are failing our kids. To date, our 70% of our kids, K through 8, cannot do math, cannot do math at grade proficiency defined by CDE. And 55% cannot read and write at proficiency defined by CDE. They have made it a habit of calling me a liar. The superintendent has told the teachers that I'm attacking them. No, I'm attacking the numbers. I'm attacking the fact that the administration is not doing what it's supposed to do to teach our children. Now, I have learned over the years to be more tactful, but that's not just how I was born. And so I speak the way I speak directly and to the point, which is we need to educate our children. Well, that didn't fare well with people, and they tried to get rid of me even back then in 2021. But apparently, my stance against indoctrination, against CRT, and the removal of the mask, all of that resonated really well with the community. So in November 2021, I got elected to finish out my 2 year, another 2 years, with 65% of the vote.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean that was to me not so much a thing for my ego or anything other than the fact that the community wants me to keep doing what I'm
What
doing.
you do, right?
Yeah, so I did. I pressed on and I got more and more resistance from the administration and fellow board members. And if you just kind of Google back to the during the time period, they did everything they can to get rid of me.
Right.
Shaming the Hitler post when I was trying to warn parents. to watch out for what they're teaching in the schools. They turned that into my glorification of Hitler. They named off 11 allegations of criminal activities, which every one of which fell flat because they simply wanted me to cry, run out of the room, I guess, and resign in shame. I didn't. And so after that, they changed boundaries. So I couldn't That's run right. in November 2023. I got around that because the statute was written in such a way that if you meet the requirements of the district, there's no time requirement in the director's sub-districts inside the overall district. So I went with that and a couple of endorsements from the, not endorsements, but the interpretation of that statute by a lawyer from the Secretary of State and a lawyer from the Colorado Association of School Boards. So with that in hand, I was very confident that I would just get on the ballot. And then the lawyer in D49 decided to stop me. He basically wouldn't put me on the ballot, right. and they threw out way too many signatures, which thank you to Steve Schleicher. He actually put many of them back where I was above the threshold. He stuck his neck out for me, and I want to publicly appreciate him. So I met all the requirements to be on the ballot. I was kept off the ballot. Anyway, going forward, during the last 2 years, I've been just doing a whole lot more studying about education, about the government, about why there are such negative influences in the education system, namely globalists and communists. And so I feel like I'm even more equipped now to look at a curriculum and look at what's going on in the education system to fix it.
And so, and I don't mean to cut you off, but we squeezed you in today because we've got Ashok okay. coming. We've only got about 5 minutes, but what? Because we wanted to get this out. So after all of these attacks, you are still here. You're still running, and now there are some anonymous, false, outrageous texts going on about you. Right? Tell us a little bit about that, and then set the record straight.
So set the record straight. There was an incident where they accused me of something, and unfortunately, I was arrested. But immediately they found there was not enough evidence. That was me. They accused me of pulling my gun in my house. And so there was not enough evidence. They didn't even file charges and they dismissed the case and sealed it. And so every media that covered it actually took it off. There's a regulation out there that says if a case has been sealed, you don't get to keep running the article. Some have complied. KRDO is one of them. Gazette is one of them, but others haven't. And so when my picture made it out there, obviously it's digital. My opponents kept it. And now they're rerunning that story as if it were true. The fact that they are actually creating new details, false details about what happened, plus the fact that they're using that mugshot from a non-existent case. I'm looking into all of that. I'm waiting for the police to call me back. They haven't called me back. Are you still on there?
Yeah, we're here. Okay. Well, it becomes a nightmare because, I mean,
but right now you're a candidate for the school, mm-hmm. correct?
For D49, uh-huh.
49, and so the ballots are out and you're trying to get the story straight and they're throwing the usual garbage you do at the end, you know, the dirty campaigning. And hopefully
dirty campaigning,
it'll backfire.
Yeah.
I'm
putting it on God's hands. Yeah. How I survived my first 2.5 years on the board with all the attacks, I just put in God's hands. Right now, I do have to take some things. You know, God doesn't expect us to sit around and do nothing. But yeah. I have to put in God's hands, or else I'll be stressing out and losing my hair. And yeah. so, I've been advised a few things that I need to do. KRDO reached out to me, and I'm very, very grateful that they heard about it on social media, and they reached out to me. So they gave me a chance to tell my story, just say thank you to you two for allowing me to do so. It is very damaging because I think they sent it out very extensively because people that weren't even in the areas that would vote for me have gotten email texts.
Well, and let me point out, I mean, that's a vicious attack because that's not cheap to send out a mass text like that. You got to get the list. You got to get the numbers. You got to buy the software. I mean, that's not some disgruntled person sending text to like a couple of people, right? This looks like an organized, well-funded attack, false attack on you, right?
Right. And you know what? I have some idea, but I don't even want to start to guess who's doing
right.
it. Somebody did put the name of a person named Katie Kennedy and that she's associated with Advance Colorado. I can't imagine that if she really did that, that she would put her name on there. And
No.
so, but actually, a leftist pointed out to me, this is from Katie Kennedy, Advance Colorado. Are you associated with them? You know, like.
Oh, that, yeah, I agree with you too. I don't see the Advance Colorado. That's Michael Fields. They're pretty sophisticated. I don't,
Right.
you know,
But,
that seems like trying to maybe deflect the blame. But bottom line, though, these allegations are completely false, not
completely
true.
non-existent. If you were to call up and give it my name or the case number, they would say it doesn't exist. But that's but they were just basically they have shown that they are not afraid of making up absolute fabricated allegations against me, so they can do it again. Is it from the same area of people? Yes, it is. I don't want to start to say who it is, but the bottom line is, why are they so afraid to let the people pick the next board member?
Right. That
Why?
was my question to you. It's like, why? Because we've got a couple of minutes there. Why do you think they're so afraid? I mean, this is a school board race, right? And those, you know, why are they so afraid of you that they resort to this kind of despicable tactic?
Because I won't shut up. You know, kids are my heart. I was a church teacher, a Sunday school teacher, Awana director, you name it, I did it for 30 years. And I always chose the fifth, sixth grade kids, although I love all kids. I coach volleyball. I officiate volleyball. I still do for 18 years. I love being around kids. I love ministering to them. And so I am in this school board to educate them. I think it's a shame that we're not educating so high, such a high percentage of our kids in math, life, math, you know,
Right.
reading, writing. And so I'm back, and that was a very, very hard decision because I was running against another person that I'm not supposed to run against. But when I feel like after 4 years, not that much has been done, and we're still 3.5 and 1.5% behind 2019 pre-COVID scores in D49. Every other district has caught up or surpassed by as much as 12 points, like in D38.
And
I
where is D49 roll?
it's
Should
on
ask.
the east side of the city, so it's east of Powers.
Okay, down the streets. So hear from me. Okay, just so Charlene says they are really scared of your position. Go Ivy, you're a wonderful human being. Is there a Republican opponent in the primary?
There is.
Okay. Huh.
It's not a
Cool.
primary, that this is the election.
It's
That's
oh
my
that yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
It's a nonpartisan race, technically. Right. Correct. It's
So
technically, yeah.
this is the election. Well, listen, Ivy, you know, we can have you back if you want. Like I said, we squeezed
Okay.
you in because we wanted to make sure to get the word out and help get the
The
word out
ballots are out there.
now
Yeah.
that ballots have dropped. But
Yes.
where do you, I know you have a website. Do you have a website where people can go just to get the truth, or how can people help you?
I'm on Facebook, just under my name. Under my name, just IVYLIU, and I also have Ivy Lu for D49. And
Okay.
then from there, you can get my website because it's a little bit complicated.
Okay. All
So, all right.
right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for
Thank
coming
you
on.
for continuing
Thank
to
you
fight
so
the
much for
fight.
having me. I really
Hey.
appreciate you squeezing me in, and I'm honored. And you know what? Right now, the way I look at it is, I will do what I need to do to help mitigate this, but the rest is in God's hands, and that's all I can do. There's nothing else I can do.
That's
I'm
right.
up against
That's
some
right.
powerful people, and they're going to do what they're going to do. So,
Well, then if they do
all
even
right.
more, come back on and we'll help you continue to set the record straight,
All
okay?
right. Thank you so much for having me. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
it.
Good luck and
Yeah.
thank you.
Okay. All right.
It's sort of like
Bye-bye.
an election podcast. And now we're going to switch gears to one of our favorite guests and a contributor, columnist of the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, Ash Epp, Ash in America. Hey,
Yay.
Ash, thank you for your time today.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Okay, so I wanted to get you on to get, and you've got some great stuff out already, and I'll let you tell people where that is. Okay, so a Republican buys Dominion voting systems, and we don't know, and I think neither, well, the left just freaks out because they freak out about everything, but I don't know. Should we be glad? Should we be sad? Should we be happy? Seems to me there are a lot of questions. So why don't you, I'm just going to
Sure, so,
open-ended.
you know, you're 30,000 foot.
Yeah.
Sure. So last Thursday, it was announced that Scott Leyendecker, the owner of No Ink, which is a poll pad company, basically. I mean, they have a full suite of elections technology and services, but their main footprint is in poll pads. And
Now,
so
what's
it's,
a
you know,
poll pad?
checking in and out voters
Okay.
at the point of the election. And No Ink is a you know, company with a broad footprint. Scott Leindecker was an elections official in Missouri back at the time of the 2000 election. I think possibly at the 2002 election as well, and then went into the elections industry. Of course, 2002 is also the year that HAVA was passed, the
Right.
Help America Vote Act, which gave birth to the modern election technology industry. And then, of course, we've seen that industry grow. No, a ton of industry consolidation, Smartmatic and Sequoia turning into Dominion, and now Dominion is turning into what's being called Liberty Vote. Unclear if No Inc. is also becoming Liberty Vote. That's one of the, sort of sets of questions that I have around these companies. But here in Colorado, Leindecker had a conversation with large metro clerks last Friday. And we heard some stuff about that from Steve Schleicher, the El Paso County clerk and recorder. He was speaking, as I understand it, to a group of HD 14 constituents at Briargate Church last Saturday, and giving them an update on what happened in that meeting. And in that forum, he said, that all of the manufacturing is being brought to the US, all of the source code is being brought to the US, all of the old Dominion equipment is being decommissioned by the EAC so that it cannot be voted on any longer, and that Idaho Labs, that's his words, Idaho Labs, Schleicher's words, are going to be the independent auditor for elections for that company, not tied to any state or federal government. All that stuff sounds good,
Well,
right?
let me interrupt because we have that audio clip, I think. Can I interrupt you there and play it? If we got.
Yeah, there's two clips that kind of hit on all of those points
Okay,
I
I
just
think I
made.
just heard one. But hey, Doug, if we could please play the clerk call clip.
And he's working with the EAC to decommission that equipment and
Just.
basically get it off the books and decommission it where it can no longer be used or loaded.
Now, Ash, what does that mean? Or do we know what it means?
Well, so Colonel Sean Smith says that it's actually nonsensical because the EAC doesn't certify the equipment. They can, it's that they certify the labs, and then the labs certify the equipment, and that's according to the voluntary voting system guidelines. So actually, what Schleicher is saying there is, nonsensical in terms of the way that the system works. And again, he's speaking, I believe this was the special election for the HD 14 seat. So Ava Flanell was elected again into that seat. She was a, you know, it was just happened to
Oh, yeah.
not that long ago that she was put there to
Right.
begin with. But that was, as I understand it, the forum.
Okay.
And he stood up in that forum. So it's an official forum of Republicans, right? Because it's a Republican selection process and vacancy committee process, and shared that that's what he heard on the call. He also mentioned that there was going to be another call on Monday, and there was. And I spoke to another clerk who was on the call on Monday and said the opposite of what Schleicher said in that forum on that audio. And there's on my Twitter, there's another clip that says the stuff about Idaho Labs and all the other things I mentioned is on another clip. And so what happened on Monday, as I understand it, is that Scott Leindecker was there. Also, there was the Scott Bennett, the longstanding Dominion rep for Colorado. So the clerk's very familiar with him. He's worked with them for a while. And during that forum, that meeting, the assertion was made that the only thing changing is the name. The support that clerks will receive through 2026 elections and beyond will not change. The point about decommissioning old equipment is end of life equipment, and Colorado does not have any end of life Dominion equipment, so doesn't apply to anything here. And the audits, using an independent lab to do audits, as I understand, that conversation was kind of dismissed as, well, that doesn't really apply to us because we do our own audits anyway here
Well,
in
I mean,
Colorado.
there's so many points. So one, you can't necessarily trust Republicans. I mean, we have Wayne Williams assuring us that our current system is the gold standard, right? So we got
Right. He
that.
is the one that brought it in.
Yeah, exactly. You got Matt Crane, right, who's also in cahoots. And the other thing, I mean, one of the first things I thought is, okay, well, if you're not going to spend a bunch of money and buy this whole company and then dismantle it and create a whole new company that's, you know, that works and is clean and has integrity, right? I mean, so I kind of, and I think you have made the point in some of your Twitter things, is this just simply going to try to rebrand it so everyone quits arguing about it or talking about it, or are changes going to be made?
Yeah, this is my biggest question, is what is the roadmap for Liberty Vote? Because during the call on Monday, I believe it was Bennett said that Dominion is doing business as Liberty Vote. Now, that's a legal distinction, right? That's its own entity doing business under the name of Liberty Vote. I don't know if No Inc. is going to be doing business as Liberty Vote as well. But if they are, that's very interesting to me, because what is the transformation look like? And you know, the technologies are one thing, and Liberty Vote would then have, you know, the No Inc. technology stack and the Dominion technology stack. What is the roadmap for that? There are some, you know, there's EMS systems in both product stacks. So are there going to be two that are offered by Liberty Vote, or is Liberty Vote, this is my concern, is Liberty Vote simply a holding company for the brand, and the entities themselves are operating, you know, as they always have? And that seems to be the messaging that's being given to the clerks, is that you're, you know, same team, same support, different name.
Well, and of course,
that solves nothing.
There are a lot of clerks who are totally fine with that too, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's, you know, and the ones who aren't totally fine, like Tina Peters, are in jail.
What would you like to see in the perfect world for Liberty Vote, or whoever the hell it is, do?
Well, I'll tell you, my hopium is that they are, you know, this company and maybe some others are buying these technology vendors, centralizing them, and then they will be, you know, machines that have, that are not HAVA compliant, and no voting system in the United States in any jurisdiction, not just Colorado, is compliant with the voluntary voting system guidelines as laid out by HAVA. And so that to me is a problem. It's a problem that, you know, everybody seems to be fine with in the elections industry. But from a voter standpoint, it's concerning. Why were those laws passed, those regulations within the laws developed, if they weren't going to be followed? And it doesn't matter if they're not. I think that, you know, kind of my most hopium view of things is that this transition is happening. You know, nothing changes for the election that's happening in like 3 weeks, 2 weeks. But potentially something happens in that election that creates the urgency for change. I'm not super optimistic about that. I felt strongly about it on Saturday that could be possibly happening if Liberty Vote was buying the vendors and then decommissioning their equipment, and that, you know, that from a Dominion standpoint hits 50% of the country in terms of footprint, I think close to it, if not exactly 50%. That's urgency for change. And there are, you know, what I think that we should do is decentralize elections. I think it's critical that elections belong to the people. And as the further that we centralize the administration of elections, the maintenance of voter rolls, the contract evaluation, the testing, all of the things that have to do with our elections, the further we centralize them away from us, the more complex that they get, and the less visibility and trust we can have in them, and I think should have in them. I think elections.
Well, what would you like Liberty Vote to do? What would you like Linderman to do?
Decommission all the equipment.
Decommission and replace it with what?
And replace it with human process. I think
just
that you
handwritten ballots.
Hand marked paper ballots and hand counted paper ballots that are counted where they're cast. So you'd have more locations. Right now we have like 3,200 something counties in the US, 64 in Colorado, but some of them are massive, right? Some of those counties are really large. So you make small precincts. Average precinct size is 2,000 people in the United States. You can count the election for 2,000 voters in a day. There's no reason we can't do that. It's how we did it before HAVA.
Oh, I know. No. And I guess.
But they also use different kinds of machines. Have you ever counted votes?
I haven't ever counted votes in a U.S.
I have,
election.
And I've, you know, in small towns, I've counted them and then had to recount them and seen how much human fallibility there is. And particularly when you have, you know, the volunteers are usually 80-year-old women. And if that's the system we're going to, it's going to be. a very difficult
Well, I
system.
don't think my
And
thing is.
to ask Dominion just, why don't you disappear, which is what
Yeah,
you're saying,
that would
why don't
be.
you just all disappear?
My guess would be, though, Ash, don't you think? I mean, without getting into the debate about hand paper ballots, hand count, blah, blah, blah. I think if you were Dominion, why would, I mean, if you were the Liberty vote, I mean, I agree with you. I think it's probably not going to happen because why would you buy it? I mean, if you, why would you buy, so that was my first thought. Why would you buy something to dismantle it and set up something totally new? So I
Which they
mean,
have no
remember, we
part in.
don't know the financial details of this deal. They have
Yeah.
not been disclosed. So we
But
don't
do you
know what that is,
expect
but
a
I'm not
company?
saying, I don't, I'm not making the assertion that I just want Dominion to go away. I want there to be justice for those companies and what they did. But I thought you were asking me about how we should administer elections. And I think we can administer elections the way that we did before the globalists birthed the post-Hava elections industry that's made a lot of technologists very rich at the expense of quote unquote our democracy.
But you're asking Dominion to go away.
Well, Dominion is going away. Dominion is,
Okay, you're
Dominion no
asking
longer
Liberty Hope to
exists.
go away.
Well, so what is the need? What need are we meeting?
Well, I'm just
What
asking
problem are
what
we
you want
solving?
from the company, and you've indicated the company should have been bought and basically disbanded. And maybe they'll do that, but it's highly unlikely that's their business plan.
It's yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I
I mean,
agree.
yeah,
It's highly unlikely that
that's
that's
a
their business
concern.
plan. That's why I called it a hopium position. Is
Okay, sure.
that they would decommission technology that we know is vulnerable, and the solutions for that technology do nothing to solve the vulnerabilities, do
Sure,
nothing
sure.
for public trust in elections, and do not deliver accurate outcomes for elections. And by accurate, I mean that reflect the will of the people.
Well, and
Right.
like you said, and they're going to just audit themselves again. Hopefully, maybe they won't post all the
Every
passwords to the
time.
machines on a website or something like that. But it's, who would ever do that? And then you
Oh,
add,
Janet would.
well, that's what I'm saying. And then
Yeah,
you add,
Janet would.
you got the completely corrupt Democrat Party doing things. So bottom line, Ash, because I have to go pick up Rev, all we have is hopium. Is that true? So we
Yeah, I
don't
mean,
really know.
I'm still, so I'm not optimistic, but I'm considering optimism because these are massive changes, right? Well, I'll tell
Right.
you one of the things that that was told to me by a clerk that I think is very encouraging is that Jenna Griswold, Matt Crane, Andrew Klein, who's the new Chris Beall, right? Perkins Coie guy, who's the new Chris Beall. I was told that they had no idea that this deal
Oh,
had happened.
that's
That
interesting.
they were
Yeah.
blindsided. That was the word that was used, was blindsided, and that they did not know that this deal was happening. That's very interesting and very encouraging
I
because
agree.
Dominion Voting Systems U.S. headquarters is Denver. And they are so, what we have seen, from what we have seen in the administration of elections since, certainly since I started paying attention, in the 2021 municipal election was the first one that I really started looking critically at our elections. And what we have seen is that they were so deeply enmeshed that there was almost no daylight between the Secretary of State's office and Dominion Voting Systems.
Yeah.
If they were able to keep, and this deal was inked in September, reportedly. It's been reported that the
Wow.
deal was
So
done in
it's been.
September. It was announced on Thursday, but it was done in September. If they were able to keep it quiet, and those specific people that I mentioned were blindsided by the news that it was happening, I think that's very encouraging for the future of the company.
I
But I
agree.
want to see the roadmap. I want to see the roadmap on the people and talent, where the governance and decision rights in the company are going to lie. And what's the future? Is it always going to be a holding company for a bunch of different election brands that operate independently, or is there going to be a Liberty Vote company? I don't know.
Okay. Ash,
All
hey,
right.
listen, we got to let you go.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
coming
for,
on, as
well,
always.
and thank you for keeping your eye on it. Because really, and
Yeah.
I recommend follow Ash in America on Twitter and everywhere,
And
because
Reader in the
the
Glendale
first
Springs
thing I did
Journal.
is I'm like, okay, what's Ash saying about this? It's like, I didn't know. So, and then you said you didn't really know either. So thank you for keeping us up to date, and we'll get you back on. Please feel free to, and you always do just such great writing about what's going on. So appreciate that.
Yeah, all the stories about this specific deal are up on ColoradoFreePress.com.
Okay,
Perfect. All right,
great.
Ash, thank you
Thanks,
for your time.
Chat.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
guys.
Hey, thank you. And that is actually check. Once again, I have to go pick up Rev. I'm going to do it
Okay,
for us.
what are you going to do when Rev actually has his own car?
Then
You're going to
we'll
shrivel
continue.
and go away. I mean, you'll lose
No, then I'll
all
have a
life will
life.
lose all of
Hey,
its
thank
meaning.
you to everybody out there in Zoom, the great guys at BBS, and we will see everybody on Monday.
Bye bye.